We talked about the Sunshine List and how much money people make, but there is a new study that says that in terms of Canadians, when it comes to saving and when it comes to spending more than we make, we are out of control. This study from Stats Can says, you know, we're very wealthy as a nation, obviously, you know, in terms of world terms, but Canadians as a whole are generally messed up or poor. The study illustrates how wealth has increased, but at the same time, debt-to-income levels in Victoria, Vancouver, and most importantly to those listening, in Toronto, are completely out of whack with the rest of the country. Notably, 8.4% of families have less than $500 in net worth. 8.4% of families in this country, less than $500 in terms of net worth. That's all of the things that you own. The numbers shed light on debt and wealth across Canadian regions and income groups. Debt-to-income levels among Canadian households continue to edge higher, especially following the 2008 recession, and then rose sharply in 2015 and 2016 when income growth slowed as the economy adjusted to those lower oil prices. Currently, Canadian debt-to-income levels are 20% higher than they were in 2007. Try and figure that, like, let that sink in. 20% higher than 2007. And the debt-to-income ratios of households in Victoria, Vancouver, and Toronto is at 240%. 230% and 210%. That's the number for Toronto, 210%. Just absolutely frightening numbers in terms of our debt to our income ratios. Sean Cooper is a mortgage broker and a personal finance journalist. He joins me on the phone now. Sean, when you look at these numbers, does this frighten you in terms of if there is any kind of downturn, which many are predicting this year, that there are a lot of Canadians in a whole lot of trouble?
Hi, Alan. Definitely. I mean, it is concerning to see these numbers, but I guess when you look at them closely, basically in terms of the numbers, I think what is more important is how you're able to service the debt on a monthly basis. So if you're an individual who's living paycheck to paycheck and you're having trouble meeting your debt payments and interest rates were to rise further, then I definitely think that's concerning. But I mean, I think a lot of the reason why the debt rates are so high is just because housing prices have gone up so quickly. And in terms of the people that can't afford housing prices, like the rent rates in cities like Toronto and Vancouver have gone up a lot faster than inflation. So I think that's why they're really feeling squeezed, and that's why they're perhaps relying on consumer debt like credit cards to get by on a monthly basis.
Yeah, and you see those numbers post-recession 07, 08, the jumping up, as I said, 20%. And then 2015, 2016, you see, you're now seeing a complete separation between major centers like Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal, less so Montreal, but definitely Toronto and Vancouver, and you're seeing a tale of two countries and separate economies entirely. You have to live here to have work, but you can't afford to live here because it's so expensive.
Yeah, it's a great point that you raised there, and certainly I think in terms of making rent more affordable, I mean, addressing the housing shortage is important, but at least from a financial perspective and in terms of the Canadian banks, when you're buying a property, there is the mortgage stress test now. So they are making sure that you can afford your mortgage payments and housing costs on a monthly basis. But certainly, if you're an individual that can't afford to buy a property and you're renting and in a situation of living paycheck to paycheck, and you're not really getting anywhere and treading more water, then that's certainly very concerning, especially if we've got interest rates continue to go higher as they've been over the last year and a half.
Yeah, right now it appears that the Bank of Canada is signaling that it may stand pat for an extended period of time. Sean Cooper, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, my pleasure.